This bookmarker I got here, I was looking through it, and it has Mom's obituary on it. But for some reason, at some time, I don't remember, I had stuck 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24 on it. So that's where we're going to go to and see where the Lord takes us here this morning. Now I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 20 through 24. 1 Samuel chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 20 through 24. And this is the case here where Samuel's starting to introduce Saul as the first king. Verse 20 through 24, it says, "And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." Verse 23 says, "And moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way." And key verse here is 24. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you." Let us pray. Lord, again, we humbly bow here before you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your word promises that you'll be among us here today. We ask now, Lord, for your guidance. We ask you open our hearts. We ask you take the scales off our eyes that we can see what you have for us in your word here this morning. I ask for you to get me out of the way today, Lord, and help me to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ through your word and to be and do what I need to do. I pray for our pastor this morning and his wife as they're traveling. Just be with him. Give him mercies. I do ask for you to be with those who couldn't be here this morning. Again, just bless them and move upon their hearts and lives as only you can. And again, I ask for you to get me out of the way. And these favors we ask in Christ's name and amen. And in reading that, says, verse 24 says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you." Let's back up. With all your heart. What is all your heart? What is all your heart? Ask yourself that. Where is your heart this morning? What do you put everything you have in you? I remember, Debbie, I love my wife, and it'll probably embarrass her a little bit, but you'll get the message. I had had a kind of a broken relationship with another girl back when I was younger, and my heart was literally broken. And I met Debbie, and we decided to get married, but it was probably 15 years before I give her all of my heart because it had been broken so bad. So in saying that, she fully has my heart, and I love the Lord God with all my heart this morning. That's the question right now I'm putting out to each and every one of us that are here this morning. He says, serve him in truth with all your heart. Think about that. You know, I heard a preacher say one time, God doesn't need anything, but he wants your heart. Amen. And where your heart is, there your heart. Let's see, how is it? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Is God first in your life? Is that what motivates you when you get up in the morning? Is that your reason for being? For consider. Now let's think about it, okay? We thought about where our heart's at. Now let's consider. For consider how great things he has done for the other guy. No, it says for whom does he say right there? For you, each one of you, each one of you, for you, the things He has done for you. Sometimes we forget how important we are to God, how important we are to the Creator of all things. You are important, important beyond measure. It's more important than we can comprehend. And that should humble us to our knees to realize the Creator of all, that can have all, that does all, gives all, knows all, is all, loves you, little old you. I'm going to go to, I'm just going to back up a little bit. Back up to verse in 1 Samuel chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 6, 7, and 8. And listen what he says. And Samuel said unto the people, "It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt." Verse 7, "Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which He did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your brothers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place." Who done all that? Did Moses and Aaron do that? The Lord did. The Lord does that for you. For you. I'm going to emphasize this morning, I will probably talk to your board about you this morning, because it is about you. Everything God done is about you. We learned in our Sunday school class this morning, He made that place and created Adam and Eve. And He loved them and they rejected Him. I was thinking of, now we got a lie in the bed that was made. And we're still laying there. But you know what? He loves you.
Amen.
He knows you. He knows how messy our beds is. Verse 16 says, "Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes." Look around us here. I mean, we've talked about that a lot. Have we already forgotten what God has done right here on this piece of dirt? Right here at the corner of Old Route 21 and Drift Run Road? Surely we can't forget what we witnessed God do. Not a one of us done it. Not a one of us. There is many miraculous things that were done here because of God. There was many willing people here to do, but it was all God. Exodus 13, verses 12 through 14, Moses says, "Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than when we should die in the wilderness." They had already forgotten what God had done for them. They had already decided to go back to the old way. And that's what Samuel was telling the people in presenting Saul to them. Don't go back. It's vain. The old way is hopeless and vain. Listen to what Moses says. This is one of the most powerful things in the Scriptures for me, I think. "And Moses said unto the people, 'Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever and ever.'" When we're standing in the presence of the Lord, when we're standing on holy ground, when we're standing in the New Jerusalem, when we're standing in the heavens, we can look and they will never be seen again. All those issues and problems that hamper our lives, all those things that bring us down and discourage us, what we saw on Wednesday was so discouraging. That will never be seen again. Amen. We can live in happiness. We can live in holiness. We will live in perfect unity. Because of what? Because of what God has done for you. Man, think of that. I could stop right now and let the Holy Spirit deal with your heart if you're seeking Him right now. I hope you get the message. I hope you get what's going on here. And through all this, stand. And that means stand and observe. Stand and be quiet. Stand and listen. And we see what's going on the TV. Both of them. If they would stand and see the salvation of the Lord,
amen,
they would shut up. There's not a thing I can say to make this better. There's not a thing I can say to make this worse. This stands alone. It don't need Jamie. But you know what? That is for Jamie.
Amen.
That is for Mike. Amen. That is for each and every one of us in here. Think about that. I emphasize, we say y'all all the time, but it's for you. You, Rodney, my brother. You, Mike. You, Libby. All you youngins on that back row. It's for each one of you.
Amen.
That's how important you are here today. That's how important it is that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He loved you so much, He made a way. I'm going to read in Psalms chapter 46, verse 6 through 11. Real quick. Boy, I got a headache and my mind ain't working right. And I appreciate it. If you just forgive me and bear with me just a few minutes. Psalm 46, verse 6 through 11, says, "The heathen raged." Have you heard any heathens raging of late? Turn the TV on. And that's not calling people names and being politically incorrect. That's letting the Word of God show us what they're doing. They're just raging, and that means hearing their heads roar. That means most of them don't know what they're raging about. But it's all selfishly motivated. But it says, "Let the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." You know what refuge means? Is our stronghold. He built that stronghold for who? For you. Verse 8, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations He has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire." And listen, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Is He your refuge today? Because it's all about you. He done all this for you. Here's another thing He done for you. Real quick now, I'm about done. Real quick. John chapter 1, I'm going to start reading in verse 29. And maybe go to 37. It says, "And the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." Who did He do that for? You. That's big stuff right there.
Amen.
He sent the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. "And is He of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. but that he would be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing in water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record, and that this is the Son of God. And the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walketh, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him, and they followed him. That's a result of giving him our heart. Do you trust this morning what God has done for you through Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ came to die on the cross to make a way. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that this morning? Because it's all about you here this morning. It's all about you in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I ask you, have you made that commitment? Have you stepped out in your life right here? I said the other day, don't sacrifice all of eternity for this very second, because you're afraid maybe of being embarrassed. You're afraid of standing in front of a crowd. You're afraid of making a commitment to Christ. But if you don't do it right now, it may be the last time that you ever had the opportunity to accept Jesus as Savior. It is appointed unto man once to die, but then the judgment. If anybody's here this morning and is lost, now is the opportunity to be saved. God made a way, and God made a way for you. I'm going to read just a little bit in Revelation chapter 21. Those fellas hit on it this morning in the Sunday school class. This is a promise from God, and this is a promise to you. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, is with you. And he will dwell with you. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I'm looking forward to that day. I pray that you're looking forward to that day. And I'm counting on that day. I guarantee that day's coming through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the day we got to be looking for. We can't be looking for our next happy time on this earth. We got to look beyond that. It's good to have things go good in your life. But we've seen death in our family this week. We've had sick ones in hospitals this week. We all got stuff going on in this world. We can have hope through God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We got to get beyond this stuff, because we're going to have this. We're going to have this. This is part of this life. This is the result of the disobedience in the Garden of Eden. We're going to have it. But we can get through it. God made a way for you to get through. If you want to come and get a song, I asked you this morning, do you realize how much God loves you today?